Welcome to Sticky Pickles. Ever found yourself stuck in a pickle, knee deep in a dilemma? Question is, what do you do now? I'm Carol.
I'm Maria, and this is season 4, episode 7 of Sticky Pickles. It's been a mosh. And...
hold on a sec. Dave, do you have a title?
The Devil's Trombone.
Oh, no. Okay, let me try that again. It's The Devil's Trombone, and it's been emotion.
And we have a very special guest host today, Mr. D-Dog Bittner.
Yay!
Thanks for coming to visit us again for Sticky Pickle. Always a pleasure.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Welcome back. Thanks for coming back. Yeah, it's always good to have a man perspective, you know, once a quarter.
Yes, indeed.
except when it's not.
Yeah, well, but we have the record button. We're in power. So
that's right. Yes, you could mute me at will.
Now, Dave, you are going to go first today because you have a hard stop in 30 minutes. So I'm giving you my slot. And then Maria's taking a backseat today. Is that right, Maria?
That's right. Yeah, I'm just going to be commentating. Yep.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Okay, and I'll do the tail end. Okay, so David, tell us. David, I've never called you that in my life. Dave, tell us, what is your sticky pickle?
All right. Well, this is the story of Ron and Bonnie.
Okay.
Ron and Bonnie. Okay.
Ron and Bonnie, they're both in their last semester of college. They're in their early 20s. So they're in that mode where they are ready to head off into the world, and they're both making plans for the future.
Mm-hmm.
They are both waiters at one of the nicer restaurants on campus where they go to school.
Oh, that's what I did through my university.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Making that cash. Yep.
That's where they met. Ron is a math major, and he is planning on graduating and becoming a high school math teacher. So he's
looking
to... Yeah, he's looking to give back. Bonnie is an art history major. And she hopes to find work in a museum or maybe with a research organization, something like that. They've only been dating for a few weeks after working together for a few months.
Mm-hmm.
And when they first met, they were both with other people, but then their situations changed and they were both available. And they hit it off, had a nice friendship going at work, and they started dating. And so far, so good. So there's a weekend coming up, and Bonnie invites Ron to her place for dinner and a movie.
Sorry, how long have they been dating now?
Just a couple of weeks. Just a couple of weeks.
Okay. So fresh.
They're new. Yeah.
Yep. Lots of new relationship energy between them. And Bonnie's roommates are going to be away, so they'll have the place to themselves.
Jing, jing, jing. Yep.
Ron is what I would describe as a pretty average guy. He's nice. He's well-groomed. He's attractive. He's not a model or anything, but he's a good conversationalist. He's fun to be around and overall very easygoing sort of guy.
He's a good guy. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Genuinely a good guy. Yeah. Bonnie is also fun-loving and social, but she is very particular about her looks and about everything being just so. She does not leave the house or even let anybody see her without being presentable, what she would call presentable.
Without her face on, if you would.
Put the slap on.
Yes.
I understand.
Exactly. When she makes a meal, everything is perfectly orchestrated and timed, and the place settings are perfect. For example...
Fuck you, Bonnie. Fuck you.
Oh, jeez.
she would never, never put a bottle of ketchup on the table.
Oh, God.
Ketchup and other condiments go in little bowls with little spoons.
My grandmother was like that, so I get it. And the spoons were fancy. They were like little silver spoons.
Silver spoons, yeah. And the food must always come out hot, perfectly like timed, right? Nothing ever...
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is not to say that Bonnie is snobby, because she's not. She does not hold others to the standards that she sets for herself. It's just that this sort of order and structure is very comforting for her.
Yeah.
And that's how she chooses to lead her life. But she doesn't turn her nose up to other people who don't choose to live that way.
Hmm.
Okay, she comes over to my house, and I've got the ketchup right on the table. She would just go, that's fine. That you do you.
She would have a great time, and she wouldn't turn her nose up or anything. But when you come to her house, this is what you can expect.
Okay.
Okay, yep.
So Ron comes over and they have a delightful dinner, good conversation, lots of laughs, a few glasses of wine. And Bonnie suggests that they move to the couch in the living room to watch a movie. They snuggle up on the couch and they fire up the Netflix.
And it's time to chill. Yes.
It's time to chill. Bonnie kind of curls up next to Ron, her head on his shoulder, and they fit together very well. And Ron is feeling great about this. They're both relaxed and everything's going great. Some time passes and Ron notices that Bonnie is making little cooing noises. And he looks over and sure enough, she's fallen asleep.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I just was like, that's turned into a bird.
Not cawing, cooing.
That's better. That's better.
Yeah, okay.
She's snoozing peacefully, and she kind of even snuggles up a little closer to him. And he's very happy, and he's pleased that she's so comfortable with him. And then he hears a little squeak. And he's not sure what it is. And there's another squeak, a little louder. And he's thinking to himself, is this what I think it is?
Well, like a chew toy or something?
Bonnie is farting.
Oh, okay.
Every few seconds, a little toot comes out.
This is Maria's story. Okay, I'm so glad you're here, Maria.
Ron is trying not to laugh. But it's one of those situations where the more you try not to laugh, the funnier it is, especially when you're trying to not wake someone up.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, if you don't know if you've ever been, you know, you're in bed with your spouse and something hilarious is on your phone or something and you're sitting there dying, trying not to laugh out loud to wake them up. Right. That's this situation. So just then, as he feels like he can't hold back his laughter anymore, out it comes, like a cursed trombone, the loudest, longest fart he has ever heard in his life.
Oh, mortifying.
Brom.
Oh, jeez.
And she's still sleeping. She's not...
She's still asleep.
Should not have had those beans for dinner. It was not a good idea.
He cannot help himself, and he bursts into hysterical laughter.
I would, too.
Yeah.
And at this point, Bonnie wakes up, and she looks at him kind of bleary-eyed, and she says, was it a funny movie? And he says, oh, yes, just a funny part of the movie.
Yeah.
Aw.
So, all right, let's take a break here. What would you do faced with this situation?
Wait, and whose shoes are we in right now?
You are in Ron's shoes.
Okay.
Is it smelly?
No. No, it's the opposite of silent but deadly. It's loud, but...
loud but ineffectual. Yeah.
Right, exactly.
I think I would just say, oh, the movie's really funny, hilarious. And she's like, Schindler's List? He's like, I know.
right, no, yeah.
Then, well, you fell asleep during Schindler's List, so what does that say?
I have a quirky sense of humor, yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, no, I think he did the right thing. Maria?
I would fess up and say, yeah, you let out some uproariously funny farts. There's no shame in that. I think it's funny.
No, I know, but you, she may not be the kind of girl, like, if she's putting her slap on all the time before she goes and picks up the paper, the mail.
Yeah, well.
Right, right.
She might be the kind of person who, well.
This is the kind of lady who says, I'm going to powder my nose.
She's right out of the 1940s.
Is she 80 years old? Yeah, okay.
This is, you know, kind of home she grew up in. She's...
Yeah, okay. I'm doing my classical overthink because I do know people like this. I'm friends with people like this.
And you want to date them, Maria, right? This guy wants to date her.
Yeah, I know. So I'm just trying to think, like, when you get comfortable with a person like that, they usually will let you in a little, like, they're a little more comfortable around you, but she's probably not at that point yet.
Yeah. Mm.
But this might be the thing that... It depends. Oh man, it's a gamble. She might be like, okay, you know, you got me, you know, but I was asleep. What am I going to do?
She doesn't sound like the kind of girl that takes a poop with the door ajar, you know?
No.
She will never fart in front of her spouse.
That's what I'm understanding.
Yeah. But you know, when you're asleep, you can't help
exactly.
it.
Exactly. So that's why I think he shouldn't say a word. He should just enjoy that for himself. Maybe share it with a few friends privately. No names.
That's worse. If Ron's a classy guy, he's not going to say anything, and he's going to be like, give her the respectability cover, right? That's the that's what Ron would do if he's a really decent bloke.
Okay. But,
so time passes, and they continue dating, and things are getting more serious. They're pretty much seeing each other exclusively, and they're spending a lot of time together. So another date night comes up, and this time they're heading out to dinner and a movie. They're going to a local restaurant and to the movie theater.
Mm-hmm.
Again, everything's going great. Dinner is fantastic. They head to the movie, get some popcorn, some soda, settle in for a night of cinema. It's opening night for the latest rom-com in the theaters. A half hour into the movie, and Bonnie, once again, snuggled up to Ron. Sure enough, she's dozed off, and he doesn't really think much of it.
Is she narcoleptic?
Narcoleptic and flatulent.
But then, squeak, squeak.
Oh, no!
Every few seconds, louder, longer. And now Ron can see some of the people sitting around them in the theater are starting to kind of, like, perk up and look around. Like,
where's the mouse?
Like, is this a joke? Like, but, you know, like, what? Does someone... And then, just like the last time... The cursed trombone, out it comes. Brom!
Jeez.
It is like, you know, when you go to a movie theater and they have that preview for the THX sound system?
Oh, that's a deep cut, yes.
That's what it sounds like.
Right. So this is the first time I've heard, because I've always heard that the only condition that someone can have that doesn't impact themselves, like they're not aware of it, is snoring. So, but this is like that, isn't it? If she's like, she's a silent pooter.
Yeah. So people are staring. People are shushing. They're glaring.
Oh, they're not laughing.
No.
If I was there, I'd be laughing.
Well, but also think about it. You're looking around in the movie theater. There's a beautiful woman who's put together just so, who's asleep. And next to her is Ron, the man. And there's, you know, giant fart sounds emanating. Who are you going to blame?
Ron.
Ron!
Who are you going to blame?
let me find out if Ron's a good guy here.
He just starts to, you know, the cough cover parts.
Right. So he's like nudging her, elbowing her. Oh, wake up, dear.
You're going to miss the movie. And somebody around us, who is definitely not us, is farting and it's really funny.
Right. Who is here sounding a foghorn?
Yeah.
So Bonnie wakes up again. Now, what would you do in this situation? You're in the movie theater. Bonnie has...
Does anything need to be done? Seriously.
What are you going to do? Bring her to the emergency room?
Yeah. I mean, what do they... I mean, are they like, I'm pausing the movie and I demand to know who has been flatulating in my cinema? Like, you know.
Well, Bonnie's going to wake up and she's going to see lots of angry glares and she's going to say, Ron, what did you do?
And is Ron man enough to go, yeah, no, the guy in front of me let him rip and it's just caused a hole?
I think Ron might be able to take the heat, you know, for this one. But let's switch into long term here. What would you do?
Caffeine pills.
Yeah, caffeine pills and really get good at sharp elbows. But wake her up before it gets too dire.
Okay.
Just she can't sleep. Yeah.
So you never let her fall asleep in a public place. Buses, trains, airplanes.
I would pay attention to her diet. Yep.
Yeah. There has to be a discussion. Yeah. If this is happening in public places, too, that means, like, there needs to be a discussion, I would
say.
Yeah.
I think part of what's happening is that Bonnie is so proper that she just holds everything in all day long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then when she dozes off, her body's like, oh, now's my chance. And out it comes.
That's I think you're totally theory. Right.
I agree.
Totally right.
I agree. That is Bonnie. So, wow. So, do we know what happens? Do they end up marrying and he just, you know?
She farts at the altar. Next is Kroll. What is your sticky? So you're doing It's Been Emoosh?
Yes. Okay. So we open the story kind of in the middle of the sticky pickle.
Okay. In media res, sticky pickle. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, because Kim, this is our protagonist, she knows the signs and she knows they're not good. So here's the sitch. Kim, she'll reluctantly admit to you, has been working ridiculously long hours, right? Effectively parking her family, her husband and daughter, by the wayside. She's like at work competing for a promotion and, you know, it's just taking up all her time. And that makes her preoccupied, short-tempered. She's tired. She's stressed out. She's even anxious, right? She would say all this.
Burnt out.
But of course, this isn't fun, right? For Artie, the husband.
Mm.
And if you got him to open up, he would say she's treating him and their two-year-old like cohabitants, not family.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, she slowly has basically gotten rid of all her chores. She do all the cooking and she used to do all the car stuff. And now he gets to do it all. She's like, oh, can you help me? I've got this important meeting. And this is on top of all his other jobs, right? So he looks after the laundry, cleans the house.
Does he work as well or is he house husbanding?
No, he works as well. Mm. So he works as well. He drops the kid off of the childminder, picks her up, feeds her, does the bath, bedtime, wake ups, everything. Yep.
Okay, yep.
Okay, and plus there's like no cuddles or hugs between them. So there's nothing to make the annoyance they both feel dissipate.
Hmm.
If you asked Artie, he would say, Kim's not paying attention to me in months, but she has been paying attention because she's noticed Artie recently is on his phone all the flippin' time.
Okay.
So he's always checking his like social feeds, and this is like brand new behavior, right? Like a week old. But she hears him, right? Like he says he's checking his social feeds, but she hears him like stifled dirty giggles, right? Muffled guffaws, shocked glee, all those little kind of like sounds that he's trying to control, but he's just emosh.
He's playing Wordle.
I wish that were true. I wish that were true, Maria.
Wrong. Okay.
So, you know, Kim's like, I totally know what's going on. He's made a new friend, inverted commas, right? And one that's commanding a frickload more attention than I am. And granted, what's going on between us isn't good, but she's obviously bringing him a lot more joy than I do. And that kind of frickin' sucks.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you kind of feel a bit replaced. So they're all in a really bad area. But she can't think of who it might be. What would be your advice to Kim?
Well, I would advise her to not automatically assume the worst, because that's the easy place to go.
Don't jump to conclusions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly, Maria. Don't jump to conclusions. That is the easy place to go, and certainly we can all understand that. But I would perhaps provide him with an opportunity to explain himself in a non-accusatory sort of way. Of course, the flip side to that is that you may be giving him an opportunity to make up a story. You know,
hide his tracks.
Right, exactly.
But the problem with that, though, I think, is that if it's nothing, like, how do you handle that, right? So
does it need handling?
Well,
I mean, what if he had a hobby? If he's got something that's making him happy,
right?
Don't shit on other people's joy, right?
Yeah, he could just be reading some Reddit posts that are super funny.
Sure. So she needs to figure that out.
Yeah,
that's what she needs to do. And the way she decides to do it is to check his phone on the sly. Socials are clean, right? And she doesn't see anything that actually looks that suspicious, like at all. It just looks like normal, you know, he's texting with his dad and his brother and, you know.
So she's got to keep digging because she knows she hasn't found it yet. Yeah, okay.
Well, she finally asks him directly. So she goes there and she says, like, who are you texting? And he goes, nobody. And, like, Kim snorts. Because you're obviously having some kind of something. Like, who is she? Nobody, I swear. But she knows the signs, right? This isn't her first rodeo. He's not her first bull. She knows what's going on. She needs to what now? So her plan at the moment is to get her hands on his phone again to see what the hell's going on. All her little, whatever, sixth sense, is that what they called? Like, whatever, antennae.
Ding, 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 ding. Her spidey sense is tingling.
Exactly.
Okay.
It's really hard to get her hands on the phone because he's on it all the flipping time.
Okay.
It's not trivial.
Like all of us, it's true.
Like, yeah. No, but he's not someone that was before. So this is a new behavior. It's really changed. But she does get her hands on his phone, right? Because he has to run out and get a package. So he's actually at the door talking to the delivery guy. And she grabs his phone and she decides this time to check his battery life. And it says that 88% of the activity from the last 24 hours has been on a particular app. So she opens said app and it's a chatbot. And there are literally hundreds of messages between her husband and this 2D avatar called Shauna.
Mm-hmm.
And like reading the messages, it's like they are in love.
Okay.
Like gloopy, gloopy, emoshy, mosh, dirty-ish stuff everywhere.
Does it pass the Turing test?
Mm-hmm. So this is a bot on the other end of this. This is not a real person.
You look it up, you look up the app, and it's like, hey, we offer you friends, or you can build your own girlfriend or your friend or a boyfriend, whatever you like, and chat
right.
to them, and yeah.
Okay. I mean, to me, this is in a category not unlike wife upset at husband for looking at porn.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Or wife reading lots of romance novels.
Yeah.
I would argue it's probably even less than porn, because porn can have people and people can be, you know, forced. You know, there's all kinds of, you know, there's like things we don't know about porn.
Sure,
world. So, but in this case, there's nobody, you know, it's like it's like an algorithm.
Yeah. He's basically.
It's like masturbation, is it not?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does deserve a conversation if she can figure out how to ask it without being like, hey, I snooped on your phone, because that's trust issues. But I bet she's not stupid and had a feeling this was going on, because mm-hmm. she knew that her own behavior might be pushing him away.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm guessing she's like, I'm not surprised.
Well, good on him for taking this pathway rather than, you know, finding companionship in another person.
Mm-hmm.
So this is not as bad, you would say, as having a physical affair with another human being in a kind of marital situation if people were not expecting, you know, third parties to come in.
No, not even, not...
Yeah, definitely.
Not even close. And if I were her, ideally, she would take this opportunity to look inward and say to herself, what is it that I'm not providing that my spouse needs to go elsewhere to look for it? And it's a two-way street, and it sounds like both of them are coming up short in that. But it could be the start of a conversation where she says, listen, I think both of us are really stressed out, and clearly we're not taking care of each other's needs. What do we need to do to work on this? Because I don't want to – if she doesn't want to head their separate ways, which sounds like it's on a path they may be on, then they need to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, one more thing to note. The Shauna avatar, like, has a physical kind of, you know, whatever.
Sure.
And it don't look anything like Kim, like, at all. Right?
Yeah.
Kim's tall, she's short, Kim's like lanky, this woman's busty, and it totally bugs her, but she doesn't know why.
I will share with you a bit of wisdom from a comedian who I think was onto something here. And this person said he was wondering why, you remember when Hugh Grant got busted for picking up prostitutes or something?
Yeah.
And he was, at the time, he was dating the most beautiful woman in the world,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yep.
And this comedian said, what you need to understand is that for many men, there is no blonde, there is no redhead, there is no tall, there's no short, there's no fat, there is new and there is old. And that is what you need to know, that the male sex drive is driven by novelty, and we want something different, and that's perhaps what this is about.
As the only man here, it's 100% true for men to feel that.
allow me to explain to you little ladies the way it really is.
to represent my entire sex, yes. I speak for all men.
Maria, what about, what would you do? Would you play it cool and up your game at home? Or would you tell him, say sorry, tell him freak out?
I think for the sake of Sticky Pickles and being interesting, I think she should freak out, because that is much funnier. It would be great if she just had a fit. realistically, I think it would be better if she either figured out a way to talk about it and maybe fess up to what she did and maybe get the heat for that, because it was shitty to
see. Yeah, she violated his trust.
Yeah, or she could just, like, take that information into her brain and then just act on it, you know, figure out how to get a nice date night scheduled, and make sure it's got all the greatest hits for their relationship in there, and use that opportunity to try and reconnect, and maybe schedule some time to think about what she's doing in her life that's causing him undue stress, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to know what she does?
She freaks out and gets a divorce. I'm just kidding.
No, she downloads the app on her own phone.
Hey-o!
Oh, jeez. It's kind of like a modern version of do you like pina coladas, you know?
Do you like pina coladas?
Right, where they both say, you were on the app? I was on the app. Oh, my gosh.
That's it for this week's Sticky Pickles. If we made you smile, you know what to do.
You can always get in touch with us on social media. We are at Sticky Pickles on Twitter and at Sticky Pickles Pod on Instagram, and anything else you can find on stickypickles.com.
Dave, thank you so much for coming on the show. And
my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
It was right up Maria Street, that one.
Yes, it was. Thank you for delivering me a good fart story.
Well, it's not Sticky Pickles if there's no fart or poop or anything like that, right?
That's right. Oh, right. God. I can't believe this is what we've created.
I know, but people love it. So.
Yeah, they love it. They love it. See you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.